Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode. It's almost soccer time in Tennessee. Nashville SC is set to begin their inaugural MLS season. And to help us talk more about that, we bring in our good buddy Drake Hills from the Tennessee. And Drake, how's it going, man?
Oh, man, I'm just enjoying my last day in this humid but very sunny Florida weather. You know, last day of preseason. Nashville, they're doing a bit of a recovery training session today, and they'll be heading back to Nashville tomorrow morning.
Well, let me tell you, you should enjoy it because the weather here is not good, my friend.
Snow today.
Yeah, I heard something about snow this morning. I was like, oh, you know, I might just try to postpone my return just a little bit, if you know what I mean.
It's probably a good idea. So, Drake, Nashville SC and DC United with a 1-1 draw last night to close out the preseason. What's been your vantage point of what's been accomplished and what they've been looking to build on this preseason? And what are the reports you're hearing from Nashville SC about where their confidence level is heading into the regular season now here in just over a week?
Well, starting with the latter, I think their confidence level, or at least in particular parts of the field, you take a look at the defensive third. Obviously, Walker Zimmerman is a big signing. We all heard about this last week. And he debuted yesterday, and you could see that he and Dave Romney were quite a natural fit in central defense yesterday against D.C., albeit for the, I guess you could say, for 60 minutes, it was against a younger, less experienced side, a lot of academy players from D.C. United, a lot of younger players. However, Walker Zimmerman and Romney got a chance to go up against the likes of Julian Gressel, who many in the South and Atlanta will know from his time at Atlanta United. They came on, Ola Kamara came on, and they got a chance to go up against some of the big guys, and they did pretty well. So central defense is probably going to be their strongest and what they're most sure of themselves. Even in the midfield, I think Anibal Godoy and Dax McCarty, just going up through the middle of the field is probably going to be where their confidence lies. Obviously, they've had games where they've scored four goals. They've had games where they've scored three goals. They've had a game where they scored one goal, obviously, from yesterday, and then against Chicago Fire as well. So the goal production is probably where they are still a bit questionable, not only from their side, they want to see that progress a little bit, but also from my own eyesight. I mean, looking up at, you know, how they did against the younger side, how they did against the older side, they were not necessarily much different. If you take a look at guys like Abu Dunladi, who was able to create one chance, and Gary Smith was saying that once the older group came on for DC United, Abu was the one who created the real only promising chance on goal in the second half. But in that first half, they weren't necessarily testing Chris Seitz much other than that PK that they earned and obviously beating him for the goal. So there's a bit of work to do in that regard, but their confidence level has most certainly risen throughout this preseason, particularly in possession, but also central defense and in central midfield.
So, Drake, what is your confidence level? You've been around this team, watch it play a lot. You have a good feel for the MLS. For MLS, I've been told. I got to stop saying the MLS.
Yeah,
it's just for
MLS.
Yeah, get it right.
I know, man.
You've been in business for too long.
Man, seriously. I mean, I'm going to need to be sitting next to you in the press box and having you correct me constantly on saying non-soccer things. what is your confidence level that this team can be competitive in MLS right away?
And that was actually the word that I was going to use, is competitive. This team can compete. Now, if you're going to ask me if they were going to win, I'm not going to say that, you know, this team is going to be struggling for 3 points every single game. I think that's far from the truth. However, this team, again, the goal production needs to increase for there to be a good chance that this team can put in a playoff push. The season hasn't even started yet. But if we were to have too early of a prediction, it would be that they would be on the fringes of a playoff spot if they were to increase their goal production, have someone up front that can be consistent. However, this team will be competitive, especially at home. I mean, the game against Atlanta, you know, you couldn't have picked a better matchup. Atlanta has obviously done well in the final third since they even got to MLS, whether it be with Justin Martinez, some of the other players that they picked up over the past couple of years. Nashville is in a competitive state. They've got the quality all around the field. They've got national team guys, not only just the U.S. national team, but from the Panama national team, the Costa Rica national team, the Honduras national team. So they've got good quality. It's just amount. It comes to the point where, and you have to make sure that you make it count in the final third.
Drake Hills, the Nashville SC beat writer for the Tennessean, on the line with us. And Drake, you've mentioned in the past how the identity this group is going to try to play to is possessing the ball and making sure that they're strong defensively. It's one thing to say that that's the identity you want to play to, but how equipped is this group to play that way all season long and use that identity and that formula to be competitive in their first year?
Well, from what I've seen in the past week, they went up against FC Cincinnati on Sunday, and I think that was my first chance of seeing how well this team has come, how far this team has come in this high press system. I mean, as soon as you get the ball, they're jumping on you. They're going up the field. Teams will try to compact and stay in their own zone and be able to try to defend in that regard. But Gary Smith, the head coach, he's been very clear on this high press system and getting up the field, making sure that the opposing team's center backs, the opposing team's defensive back line, that they're under pressure at all times when they're under possession. And as a matter of fact, that's where Nashville's goal came from last night, was in a high-pressing situation. They played it out. DC played it out of the back. A guy basically was dispossessed. Derek Jones picks it up for Nashville. He beats one defender, gets brought down in the box. Hani Mukhtar converts, and there's your goal in the 12th minute. That's how Nashville wants to play. They want to have the ball, but if they don't, that high-press system is as good as you can get at this point in the season. It's not perfect. They've still got to be able to have everybody on the same page. But you got to think. I mean, this team has started from January 20th, and here we are February 20th, and you know, they've got their foundation essentially in a firm state. You know, they know who they are. Tactically, they know who they are from their foundation. They know who they are on the ball. They know who they are in defense. They know who they are on the midfield. It's just a matter of getting those goals.
Being around this team, Drake, have you noticed a difference from before when all we're talking about in this city is the stadium situation and now that everyone can kind of move forward? I mean, have you seen that translate to them?
Yeah, so I've asked them about that. I actually talked to Daniel Lovitz and Dax McCarty and a few of the other guys on Monday, and it was, you know, some were pretty much abstaining from feeling on a high or feeling on a low at any point in time during the stadium negotiations. Dax McCarty was actually probably the most direct in saying, you know, hey, forget all of that. Now, we're trying to make sure that this team is actually ready to go February 29th. And he was very he insisted that that was not necessarily something that they were thinking about in any regard, any point during preseason, because they had so much work to do. However, someone like Daniel Lovitz was talking about that he feels like this is probably a tougher preseason psychologically, but also physically, because you know they're going through putting all the pieces together on the field, but there hasn't been a club in MLS that's had this two-front war, if you want to put it that way, with obviously the CBA that's affected pretty much everybody affiliated with the game in this country, but also this is the only team that's been fighting for a stadium in MLS at the moment. Obviously, with Miami, it's still got their thing, but there hasn't been a threat or Commissioner Don Garber coming down to Nashville and having to put some extra emphasis on getting this deal done. And so Nashville is in a unique state in that regard, and Daniel Lovitz was one to point that out. And then Joe Willis, the goalkeeper, he said that, you know, hey, I always knew that this stadium deal was going to get done. That was his answer right off the bat. So you've got different perspectives on the team, but holistically, this team has been in a very consistent state of trying to stay focused and putting all these pieces together because they have so much work to do.
Drake Hills covers Nashville SC for the Tennessean, has been our guest. Drake, thanks so much for joining us this morning, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll see you guys soon.
All right, good stuff, Drake.
Enjoy the warmth. So, Joe, I think it's interesting. And look, their first game is coming up February 29th at Nissan Stadium at 7 o'clock. That identity that they want to play with, you know, the press that he was talking about there, making sure defensively they're all over other teams. I think that's the way you kind of have to play to start, especially when, like he was talking about there, when the goals, that part of your offensive attack you haven't quite figured out and nailed down yet, early on in the season you have to make sure you're defensively sound, and that's what I'm going to look for first out of Nashville SC beginning against Atlanta United on February 29th.
I mean, I think there's a somewhat universal rule with franchise, expansion franchises that you start with trying to be defensively sound.
Yep.
Certainly saw that with the hockey franchise here, right, for a long time.
Absolutely.
And then you hope you can develop on the other side of the field.
When we come back, Adam Schefter had some interesting comments about Tom Brady and maybe his future with the Tennessee Titans. We'll get into that next. You're listening to Morning Drive, live from the Wholesale Inc. studio, powered by RumLoan.com. This is Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad on ESPN 102.5 The Game.